Welcome back. You're on with Jordana Green. Chris and I are taking breaks in the studio. We have to stand up during the breaks because we learned today on Chad's show and John's show that sitting for longer than 3 hours a day will shorten our lifespan. So we have to take breaks. We do sit a lot here because, you know, it's radio. We sit. We sit at our computers. We sit here behind our microphones. So we've been standing because we want to be healthier. And if you're like us and you want to be healthier, you may have been choosing some organic options. I choose a lot of organic foods when I can afford them. Chris says he drinks a drink called Naked Juice, which is an organic labeled product. We think that's great. But there are things that you may not know about organic food labels and about the organic industry, which I'm going to tell you about. You may not know who Michael Potter is, okay? He's one of the last little big men in the organic food industry. He sort of helped pioneer it as well. More than 40 years ago, Mr. Potter bought something called Whole Earth. It was a grocery. He turned it into Eden Foods. Now, Eden Foods is an organic company. They now do $50 million a year in sales. Congratulations to Mr. Potter, because that is an accomplishment. But again, the organic food industry has really taken off. It has become a wildly lucrative business for big food. And when we talk about big food, I'm going to tell you this. Brands like Bare Naked, Wholesome and Hearty, Kashi, all organic labels belong to Kellogg. And that Naked Juice that I know Chris loves to drink, that is a product of the PepsiCo company, soda.
Figures.
And I am not saying that that's bad, but I want you to know, okay? Because here's what Mr. Potter did. Mr. Potter was a little fed up with this $30 billion a year organic food industry trying to get some other ingredients into organically labeled food. Things that I can barely pronounce. Things like carrageenan, and he's going to tell me if I'm saying that wrong, or synthetic inositol. I have no idea what that is, but it does not sound good. It does not. So here's what Mr. Potter did. He rode his bike to stand before the National Organic Standards Board and tell them why he thinks carrageenan should not be considered an organic food and should not be an ingredient in organic products. Okay, he got 3 minutes to stand before the board and make his case. And he's joining us here on the show now. Michael, you with us?
Yes, I am, Jordana.
Hi, Michael. I want to hear what happened after your 3 minutes. Did carrageenan make it into organic products or not?
Yes, it did.
Oh.
And, you know, what I addressed was not any specific like carrageenan, and I didn't even mention it. I just talked to them about their greenwashing of toxic ingredients that they're allowing into organic food labels.
Define that for us. What kind of ingredients are being allowed into organic foods that are not necessarily organic?
Well, for instance, organic natural vanilla flavor. It's made in a chemical factory.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically a test tube chemical. How they call it organic is a mystery to me.
Oh, no, that's not good.
Yeah, and how they can call it natural is a mystery to me. It's a test tube chemical. In my opinion, it's very unhealthy. But that's far from the worst.
So tell us, is organic, the definition of organic should be completely natural products? You believe that no preservatives, no chemicals should have the organic label, correct?
Well, in general, but, mm-hmm. We need to talk specifics, and perfection doesn't exist. We live on planet Earth. We're human beings. Everything about the physical plane is less than perfect, but there can be beauty in it.
Mm-hmm.
And really, the deciding factor in what's good and what's bad seems to me to be what's motivating people to do this or that or the other thing. And if it's purely to make money, chances are, like 100% chance, that it's not going to be good.
Tell us, educate us a little bit about the National Organic Standards Board. These are the people who get to decide what is labeled organic and what is not. Is that correct?
They determine that.
Okay, now who's on the board? You don't have to name names.
Well, in general, it's stacked with big agribusiness, big food processors, GMO representatives, chemical representatives.
How do they get to be on the board if it's the National Organic Standards Board?
Good question. But it's not a transparent process. It's all done under the table, behind closed doors. And, the public is not welcome to be involved.
Okay. And are you involved, and how can you be involved?
Well, I traveled thousands of miles to be there. I was given 3 minutes to address the board, and the chemical manufacturers can fund 20 different people to come, get on their list to so mm-hmm. 20 people times 3 minutes, so they get an hour, I get 3 minutes.
Now,
the deck is stacked, and things have definitely gone haywire.
So then tell me about it. You helped start the organic movement more than 40 years ago. How have you seen the industry change from when it began?
Well, it was a bunch of small companies all over the world, really, in France, Australia, Japan, Canada, the United States. Natural foods companies sprang up all over the planet, just kind of all at once. And there's been a mergers and acquisition frenzy over the last 20, 25 years, and there's these big conglomerates now that are owned by the establishments. Basically, they bought the marketing term organic. I have to say that locally in your own neighborhoods out there, there's good quality food being produced. It's at the farmer's market. It's at your co-op, mm-hmm. natural food store. You might even find some at a good grocery store, but
sure.
That's rare. So there's a lot of good things going on, but, the topic you brought up is a peculiar one and has to do with big business, Wall Street money, getting involved in the industry, and they have disassociated themselves from what real organic should be.
So as a consumer,
profit motive now.
As a consumer, Michael, I do. What if I want to buy organic products? I only want to feed my kids organic. I only want to eat organic. When I go to the grocery store, are you saying that I'm getting duped by the organic label, or is it still something that I can rely on?
I can tell you this, that at least 80%, maybe north of 90% of what is marketed as organic food out there today, Eden Foods would not consider organic.
Why not?
It just doesn't cut the mustard. They're taking shortcuts. They're adding additives. A lot of it's what I call magic wand organic.
Oh, magic wand. So are they? So you're saying this standards board is slapping an organic label on something that might have extra carcinogens or things that are not natural in it? Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, then should I only buy from my local co-op and local farmers, knowing where it comes from?
It doesn't matter where you shop. The important thing, I think, is that people find out where their food's coming from, Jordana.
Mm-hmm.
If we want to remain ignorant, ignorance is bliss. If we want to stay blissfully ignorant, okay. But if you do want to buy organic food and you're going to pay that 20, 25, 30, 35%, 40% premium,
oh yeah,
you better make, come on, make sure you're getting what you want.
And we do that by knowing where it comes.
In big business, you're not gonna do very well as a percentage.
So then, what do I do? I go ask my grocer. I go say to the person at the Rainbow or the Cub or the Buyerlays or the Lunds, where did this come from? I mean, how do I know as a consumer?
Well, the internet exists today, and there's a flow of information out there that's never been there before for mm-hmm. our society. And take advantage of that. Ask questions of your grocer. Anybody doing it right is more than happy to get questions.
Mm-hmm.
People that aren't doing it right, they don't like questions being asked. So that tells you something right there.
Now, you would think, or at least I would think, that there's an even greater demand for organic products now. People are really on this health kick. People only want to feed their kids organic. Why do you think
people
the industry
are becoming knowledgeable? People want to know about their food. They know there is a relationship between environmental, and I mean in our food, toxicities, additives that are creating cancer, heart disease, diabetes, et cetera, et cetera. And people don't want it.
Is anyone doing this well? And I certainly did not mean to indemnify PepsiCo when I say Naked Juice is owned by them. It's not guilt by association for me. I was just letting people know that a huge corporation that also makes soda also owns Naked Juice. But Naked Juice is still a good product. Are any big corporations, i.e. Cargill, Heinz, Kellogg, is anybody doing this really well still that you can tell us?
On the large scale size, I can tell you this, Organic Valley is probably, beyond a shadow of a doubt, the best organic dairy producer that has a national presence.
Mm-hmm.
Head and shoulders better than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Are they perfect? No.
When I go into a Whole Foods, I feel good about that. I feel like, that's a big chain here in the Twin Cities. I feel like I'm getting quality, healthy food. Is that true?
Well, a lot of that is emotional gratification that, by and large, isn't justified.
You're depressing me, Michael.
Well, you know.
All right. I know I need to wrap up the segment. I need to go to break. But as a consumer, what is your best advice to me to protect myself?
Ask questions. Ask intelligent questions. Get answers. And know what you're buying. Don't assume that because it says organic on it, that can mean a lot, or it can mean little.
Is there a place online where people can read about the board and the standards and what is the definition of organic?
The Organic Consumers Association, I think, is a good OCA. OrganicConsumersAssociation.com
I'll put a link.
Place to start. Mm-hmm. The Cornucopia Institute is another great website. In fact, they have really focused on the National Standards Board.
All right. You know what, Michael? I am going to put links to those two on my website, wcco.com/Jordana. We can tell people where to look to educate themselves better and to get on board with the organic movement.
God bless you, Jordana.
Michael, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for fighting the good fight, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great night.
Bye.
Yeah, you don't want to go to the grocery store and feel like you're being deceived. You want to know what you're getting. And if you are paying that 30% increase because organic food is expensive, you want to make sure you are buying the right thing. And again, I'm not damning the big producers, but I'm just telling them to step it up because I don't necessarily want synthetic inositol in my food. I'm Jordana Green. We have to take a quick break. We'll be back in a few minutes.